Drillers are usually on the mountain at the Palmer Project 24 hours a day and 7 days a week by midsummer. But this year, the Canadian Metals Company has no plans to drill. That's only happened twice before, since exploration began in 2006. It means there's far fewer workers at the mine project this year. No drilling also means the company is spending less money on the project this year than last year. Still, it's leaning on its Japanese partner company to help finance the roughly $2 million price tag for summer work. The Palmer Project promises to be a diverse metals mine with copper, gold, zinc, silver, and barite. Critics argue that mining could harm the nearby Chilkat River's salmon run. But many Lincolnel residents hope a metals mine could bring high-paying jobs to the region. Last summer, the company employed about 60 people, roughly half of whom were locals. This year, Constantine has just one full-time and three part-time employees. The company's vice president will step down at the end of this month, but remain with the company as a part-time consultant. It did not announce a replacement. Fieldwork this year will include surface evaluation of new prospects, surface mapping, core logging, and selected sampling. The company will prepare 5 acres of land for future underground exploration. Even though the company has state permits to begin construction of a large underground tunnel at the site, it will not begin that construction this year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strumpel in Haines.